This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Gaines. Unintentional injuries in children are predictable and preventable. Dr. Nagesh Borse is a health scientist at CDC. He's joining us today to discuss ways to prevent injuries among children. Welcome to the show, Nagesh.
Thank you, Bob.
Nagesh, how many children die each year from injuries?
Unintentional injuries are the number one cause of death in children in the U.S. On average, more than 12,000 children die due to unintentional injuries, which is equivalent to 200 school buses all loaded with children.
Are there any groups that are more likely to die from injuries?
There are three groups that we identified: boys, age 15 to 19 years old, and American Indians and Alaska Natives are at higher risk of dying due to childhood injuries.
What are the most common types of fatal injuries?
So there are three types of fatal injuries which are very common in the U.S.: motor vehicle crashes, drowning, and suffocation. Infants are more likely to die due to suffocation. Toddlers are more likely to die due to drowning. And motor vehicle crashes are very common in teens age 15 to 19 years old.
What can we do to prevent childhood injuries?
I just mentioned three common causes. To prevent infant suffocation, parents need to learn and use safe sleep practices. To prevent drowning, which is most common among toddlers, we need to install four-sided pool fencing and provide close supervision. Strategies to prevent motor vehicle-related injuries include using safety belts, wearing bicycle and motorcycle helmets, reducing drinking and driving, and enforcing graduated driver licensing.
Nagesh, where can listeners get more information about childhood injury prevention?
Listeners can go to www.cdc.gov/safechild, and safe child is one word.
Thanks, Nagesh. I've been talking today with CDC's Dr. Nagesh Borse about injury prevention among children. Help prevent motor vehicle-related injuries by using safety belts, enforcing graduated driver licensing, and wearing bicycle and motorcycle helmets. To prevent drowning, install four-sided fencing around pools and provide close supervision. Promote safe sleep practices to help prevent infant suffocation. Until next time, be well. This is Dr. Robert Gaines for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.